Greetings, everybody. Welcome to Full Scale Outdoors Podcast. I'm your host, Dale Luganbill. All right, here's the first installment of, I don't really have a name for it. How about that? It's your weekend end review ramble fest. I don't know. It's just talk about what we did this weekend, stuff that's going around, and anything that might be pertinent, outdoors, newsworthy, stuff like that. I don't know. I got something to announce, something to bitch about, and I'll tell you a little what we got going on. So, yeah, thanks for joining. This is the Full Scale Outdoors Podcast.
Oh, here we go, boys.
Go.
I love that sound. This is a good one.
All right, everybody, so here we go. This last week had the St. Paul Ice Fishing Show. I was down there literally all day Saturday, walking around, had a podcast with me. Meaning I have my backpack with my Zoom H6 ready to record. And I did get a couple great guests that you will hear coming up. The first of which this week is Nicole Stone from Nicole Stone Outdoors. And also Hannah Stonehouse Hudson and Captain Angie Scott from the Woman Angler and Adventurer podcast, who is a fellow member of the Waypoint Outdoor Collective. That's a mouthful, all those things. But yeah, ladies took over in the month of December here. It's just how it goes. Definitely was not planned, but I ain't mad at it. Whatever. It's good stuff. So stay tuned for those. Make sure you're sharing the podcast. Rate and review it. All that great stuff. All right, so that was Saturday. Saw a lot of cool stuff. I did a really good job of not buying everything I saw. I bought a few things, but I had a couple impulse purchases that I almost did, and glad I didn't. I mean, it'd be nice to have the things, but I didn't need to spend the money at the time. So, man, it's hard, ain't it? Good Lord, just want to just buy everything you see down there. But so that was a lot of fun. And then Sunday, I went ice fishing for my first time this year. The inaugural ice fishing outing, and I was joined by Paul Gazzoni from a Minnesota Made tournament, outdoors tournament series, which I'm a member of. Obviously, if you listen to this podcast, you know that. So a fellow competitor in the league, but we were not competing. We just went out and for our first trip, and he included me on his first ice tradition of cracking open a bottle of Surly Darkness Imperial Stout, and it was magnificent. I thought we were going to have a much better bite than we had with this cold front that's moving in that Minnesota is currently in the grips of, sub-zero temperatures, kind of early in the year for that. But, yeah, we found, like, negative to neutral fish. You really had to coax them in, downsize to get a bite, and lots of little fish on the lake that we went to. I don't remember this lake having that many little fish, but we did. We grinded. We just kept grinding, and we did get our limit. We fished. It took us all day, but we got 2-man limit of crappies. We started calling them fish tacos. Here's a fish taco. We need to get a good one. Reel it up. Had a lot of fun. And to just give you an ice report, we were on well, we didn't slay them. This place isn't a secret in Minnesota. So we were on Pekegama Lake in Pine City. And just as an ice report, there was 4 inches, anywhere between 3 and 4 is what we found of really good ice. And so walking was not a problem. With these sub-zero temperatures, I'm guessing by next week or the upcoming weekend that you'll be able to probably take wheelers everywhere you go. I am not responsible, by the way, if you put your wheeler in. I'm just saying that I think it might be good. Enter at your own risk. But December's going to be over before we know it, and that first Minnesota Made event is going to be here before it. So I really got to start thinking about doing some pre-fish and some scouting. So that's definitely going to be on my schedule. And I got some fish to eat tonight, and I am excited. Haven't had a fresh fish meal in a long time, so that's good. The other podcast I have coming up, I think that I already mentioned. Yeah, I mentioned Nicole Stone. She's going to be the first one. Nicole Stone Outdoors. What I want to tell you guys is they have an online fishing tournament that anybody can join. It's $10 to enter, but there's some really good prizes. And as far as like right as of right now, your odds are pretty good of getting those. But that's going to change. You know, hopefully it changes as more and more people join this. I just did it. I went on, downloaded the Fish Donkey app. And that's what I got to do. You download that, register it, and then look through the tournaments that are available, and then go find the Nicole and Anna on Ice one. And this is a walleye tournament, and you can fish anywhere in Canada and America, the United States. And it will walk you through it, everything you need to know. You use your phone, you measure it, you use your phone within the app, take a picture of it, and then you release the fish, and then you're entered. And there's all sorts of, I'm just going to list you like, so the longest walleye you can win a Markham HD Quest camera. The second longest walleye gets you a Strike Master electric auger. Third longest walleye is a Markham M3. Fourth longest, got Otter Hub, and then it's got Lithium Shuttle. So there's another thing they have on there, it's called a Super Fan Prize. And that's like, you can enter in drawing for the ones that like share it the most, you know, to try to get more people to join. And that's pretty cool because you can win a trip with Outboard Bound TV, which will be on ABC in 2020, and you'll fish with Nicole and Anna. That would be actually really cool. So you probably get sick of me because I'm going to start sharing the hell out of that because I want to win it. The longest stringer of three fish combined length, you win 400 straight cash, homie. Shortest walleye. So if you're not that great of an angler, my competitive spirit, though, I know of a walleye stocking pond, and I just might hit this thing just so I have a chance of getting the shortest walleye of the tournament, and that's $100 straight cash. I got the 15th longest walleye, so that always good. You can win some stuff, an Ice Fish Pro tip-up. The 20th longest walleye wins you a tuned-up custom rod. And then there's just random drawings. So just being in it, you can win an iFish Pro tip-up, and then also a tuned-up custom rod, and then a 45-piece tungsten jig set is another random. But they're all listed on there. So go on the Fish – download, if you don't already have it, download the Fish Donkey app. Register, find the Nicole and Anna versus you tournament. This is going to run January 15th through the end of January, through the 31st, midnight. So gives you quite a stretch. I'll probably be mostly busy. Not probably. I will be because that's like right in the middle of the Minnesota Made Ice Fishing Tournament season. So if I'm not fishing a tournament, I'm going to be scouting, pre-fishing more than likely. So I don't know how often I'll get to actually fish for walleyes, but, just go to Mille Lacs. You know, one day there, you should be able to enter quite a few good quality fish and have a legit shot at some of these. Plus, you get the random stuff. So there it is. They didn't pay me to say that. It was a cool thing. I told Nicole I'd do it, and so I'm doing it, and I'm going to probably keep doing it. Sounds like fun. I had, this fall, Fish Donkey had a tournament on Pelican Lake that you've heard me talk about over and over again in Orr, Minnesota. And it was over Labor Day weekend. I'm like, man, I should have been there for that. Like, I have fairly confident I could have done pretty well on that one. But just as life would have it, my schedule did not allow for me to get up there. But this isn't a lake specific one. This is, you can do it anywhere. So I see no reason to do it. It's a quick $10, enters in for some cool prizes. And, you're already out fishing anyways. Might as well, right? So go on, do that. Take care of business on that. And then the thing I wanted to bitch about is I've been noticing on Facebook their animal rights organization is suing the state of Minnesota yet again. This time it's over trapping of the lynx, and the article that has listed shows, you know, that there's incidental trapping, and that's basically what they're using is that it, what they're doing. This is the backdoor way for them to just ban trapping, and it's happened in California. It's just going to keep happening. And this part, while irritating, is kind of status quo. I mean, I'm used to this, but the real disturbing part came in when I started pulling up these articles on Facebook and reading some of the comments. Well, first off, let's just cover the fact that the Canadian lynx is, as far as the, you know, its population, as far as the Endangered Species Act is concerned, they are of least concern, which means their population is, well, of least concern. It's doing fine. There's no reason to not even have a legal season on them. But here in Minnesota, we don't have that many because we're on the southern edge of their range. But what they always use is like their historical range, right? So that's kind of the little loophole they like to use too, is that they're endangered in Minnesota, and they'll throw that out there. And people that don't know any better, they just think, oh my God, this animal is endangered. No, it's not. It's of least concern. So that's issue number one. Issue number two is when you read the article, in the last 10 years, 16 lynx have been caught in traps and incidental catches, at least reported. I mean, it'll be fair. It's reported catches was 16 in 10 years. Of those 16, only 6 died, resulted in a fatality. 6. Now, let's keep in mind, 6 in a population that is of least concern in the last 10 damn years. This is not a problem. But these people are losing their minds over it. So anyways, that's issue number two. Issue number three, and the biggest one, I think, and the one I have the most problem with, is reading these comments. You get the normal ones from the animal rights activists and the ones that just don't know, they don't understand, they should ban all trapping, it's immoral, it's, you know, whatever. That's just, we fight that as outdoors people, as, you know, hunters, like, we fight that ignorance all the time. They just don't understand it, emotionally based, Disneyfied mentality, you know, I'm used to that. But I started reading comments from hunters, or at least allegedly hunters, you know, they would point out, maybe they're staged, you know, I don't know. But the one that really set me over the edge was a guy that said, I'm a hunter, and I think trapping is cowardly. If you want to manage wildlife and you want to take the life of an animal, you should do it the right way. Be a man and hunt that thing with a gun. Now, that's ridiculous, because I don't know how long you'd have to sit for your chance at to shoot a lynx, or a, you know, even a bobcat. I mean, bobcats will come to a predator call. I assume a lynx would too, but this is not an effective means of management when it comes to a lot of these animals, you know, whether it be fox, coyotes, bobcats, you know, raccoons, whatever. Trapping is far more effective. The other problem is there's just not that many people trapping that much anymore. Fur prices are in the basement, about worse as they've ever been. So there's just not that many people doing it. So overall, they're making a big issue out of not an issue at all. And then you have so-called hunters bashing other trappers. And you heard me say it early before, like, we don't have the room. We don't have the luxury, is a better way of saying it, of this infighting that I'm seeing, where we're calling out other outdoorsmen. Because I have a news flash for you, Mr. Hunter, out there bashing trappers. This is a backdoor into banning hunting or ban trapping, and it is not going to stop at trapping. They're going to want hunting, next. It's that's what they're doing. You're dealing with irrational, over-emotional group of people, and their numbers are growing as urban centers grow and get away from the natural world, and all they ever do is see stuff on TV. Their numbers are growing. Hunting numbers, trapping numbers are dwindling. So you want to start thinking about laws and how they get passed and how that's going to affect your life. Well, you can think it's cowardly to trap all you want, but you're next, pal. I guarantee you those same people are going to look at your hunting as the same way. Oh, why you guys sit in a tree stand and wait and bait and, you know, all the crap, ignorant crap you hear people say, you know, about hunting. You got to, you know, a helpless, that's my poor, helpless animal. That's, I love that. Like, it's just the best. As if nature isn't 100% more brutal than just about anything a hunter can dish out. So there, I'll step off my soapbox. We're keeping these updates short. I'll do another preview one, hopefully coming up this Thursday. I'm gonna try to keep these on a regular scheduled basis. Kind of give you what's coming up for the weekend, and kind of do the same thing. I'm gonna try to touch on something hot in the news. Doesn't always have to be, you know, something that pisses me off. It could be something funny. Who knows? Keep an open mind with that. And then, we'll just go from there. If there's anything you'd like me to read or look at, and you're interested in what my take is on it, I'd love to hear it. You can send me a message on Facebook or Snapchat or Instagram, or I also have a new email, DaleLuganBill@FullScaleOutdoors.com. And, so give me some questions to answer, or if you want me to just, like I said, see what my opinion is on this, that, or the other thing, and we'll go from there. So, all right, everybody, appreciate it. Good luck out there. Stay safe. Catch some fish tacos.